Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Emperor's Blades by Brian Staveley. Performed by Simon Vance.
Keep your swords drawn and stay tuned for a bonus story from Brian Staveley at the end of this audiobook.
For my parents, who read me stories. Prologue. Rot. It was the rot, Tanis reflected as he stared down into his daughter's eyes, that had taken his child. Screams and imprecations, pleading and sobbing, shivered the air as the long lines of prisoners filled the valley. The scent of blood and urine thickened in the noon heat. Tanis ignored it all, focusing instead on the face of this daughter of his who knelt, clutching at his knees. Faith was a woman grown now, 30 years and a month. At a casual glance, she might have passed as healthy. Bright grey eyes, lean shoulders, strong limbs. But the Xess stream no longer bore healthy children. Not for centuries. "Father!" the woman begged, tears streaming down her cheeks. Those tears, too. A symptom of the rot. There were other words for it, of course. The children, in their ignorance or innocence, called the affliction age. But in this, as in so much else, they erred. Age was not decrepitude. Tanis himself was old, hundreds of years old, and yet his sinews remained strong, his mind nimble. If needed, he could run all day, all night, and the better part of the next day. Most of the Xestream were older still, thousands upon thousands of years, and yet they continued to walk the earth. Those who had not fallen in the long wars with the Nevarim. No. Time passed, stars swung through their silent arcs, seasons gave way one to the next, and yet none of these, in and of itself, brought harm. It was not age, but rot that gnawed at the children, consuming their bowels and brains, sapping strength, eroding what meagre intelligence they once possessed. Rot, and then death. "Father," Faith pleaded, unable to proceed past that single word.
"Daughter," Tanis replied.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?